Hello everyone, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is His Sanctified Tabernacle. The Bible references from John 14, verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Just before his glorious levitation into heaven, the Lord Jesus walked and talked extensively to his disciples about the person of the Holy Spirit. He told them the Holy Spirit would be in them. That's John 14, 16 to 17. Acts 1 verse 8 also says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon them to live in them." In the Old Testament, Solomon built God a temple, and at the dedication of the temple, the presence of God came upon it, and it was 2 Chronicles 5, 13 to 14. But he wasn't satisfied. Acts 7 verse 48 says, "Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. When you were born again, God made you his own. You became his offspring and his living temple. From that moment you were sanctified unto him and became one with him. You are his sanctified tabernacle today. He sanctified your vessel, your body, to become his house. You are God's dwelling place. He literally lives inside you. And because he lives in you, he speaks to you and works in you." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. "He manifests himself in and through you. When Jesus walked the earth, he said, 'The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works.'" John 14, verse 10. He was referring to the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit dwells in you today. His power is at work in you, just as it was at work in Jesus. This is the essence of Christianity. It's what Jesus brought and made possible. You becoming God's sanctified and living tabernacle. The great God of glory lives in you today through the Holy Spirit. What a blessing. Always honor the Spirit. Fellowship with him often. He's all you need for a life of the miraculous and the supernatural every day. Always honor the Spirit. Fellowship with him often. He's all you need for a life of the miraculous and the supernatural every day. Hallelujah. For further study, take 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 16, John 14, 16 to 17. We are taking the Bible in one year, Deuteronomy chapters 8, 9 and 10, and Luke 1, 57 to 8. We are taking the Bible in 2 years, 28:11-20, and Psalms 81 and 82. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He now lives in you. Your body is the temple of the Lord. So whatever you take, the Bible says, whatever you bring out of you is not what mars your spirit, is not what pollutes your spirit, but whatever you take. He said, whatever you take inside you. So be careful. Be careful. Download the right things into your spirit. Download the right things into your spirit. In terms of food, the Bible talks about what you take inside of you doesn't pollute you. But what comes out of you is what pollutes you. As a man thinketh, so is he. Guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. So, as the Spirit lives in you, what comes out of you is the glory of God, is the manifestation of the Spirit, the manifestation of the glory of God. That's what people see and know that yes, indeed, Christ lives in you. Indeed, you are a child of God. So bring it out. Blossom. Blossom. You're supposed to blossom as a Christian. You're supposed to grow into maturity as a Christian. And in these things, the best way to do them is to study the word, pay attention to your devotional, like I share with you every day. You study your Bible, the verses I give you, study them. You take your prayer life seriously as well. Hallelujah. Love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.